verskil op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Wonderlik, Mario Denton, bedryfskundige met 'n passie om te help. Hoe kan ons 'n verskil maak in die lewer buite? Dit gaan oor ons moet ons kan uitleef. En wat ek agtergekom het, ons baie maal leef ons nie uit nie. Ons dra bagasie, ons is nie self uitgesorteer nie. En ek doen baie aanstellings en ek help organisasies en een van die dinge wat ons doen is om te sê, "Hey, let's use the career director to understand and to help each other." This is second session week on this topic of your career guidance, the career for the future. And I've still have this special person here in the studio with me today. Her name is Emma. Emma, tell us about what happened in the last session. Tell us what you want to say to us and what do you want to discuss today. This is your session.
Thank you, Mario. It's lovely to be with you again today. Last week we spoke a little bit about the Career Direct assessment, and just for the new listeners, that's an assessment was based on the principle that people who match their natural personality, interests, skills and abilities and values to their work will generally find greater enjoyment and success in what they do. For me, it was a life-changing assessment. It's definitely something that can be life-changing if you allow it to be. So to take it a little bit further today, we'll be looking at the change aspect and how does Career Direct help you make those changes and how do you make those changes?
Wow, lovely. And you use the word life-changing experience. Whoa. And I know, you know, when people start using those words, I'm listening and I'm always looking for what is it all about. So take us further in.
Yeah, life-changing is a big way to put it. But I found myself at this crossroad, not sure which way to go between what I felt I should be doing and what I was called to do. And once I did the assessment and took those results, and I started to take the small steps to act on it, I began to see how really applying my personality and my interests and the skills that I had always just pushed aside, and when I made decisions based off those results, it made life better. It made life happier. I found myself really enjoying what I was doing.
I'm hearing three things that you've said, and I would love you to carry on with this discussion. But one of the things that you've said, taking small steps. It's like climbing Table Mountain, where you're going to start. The second thing that I love what you said, it is about making decisions, because you can end up in your life doing the wrong career, taking the wrong subjects. And this is often something that really happen. En ons het al baie gevalle daarvan. En dan sê ook, ek hou van die soul, listen, I want to enjoy what I'm doing in life. Yes, take us further with the discussion, Em.
Yes, so if I look at the small steps part, I had to make the decision to alter the hobbies, to alter my interests in, well, where I was placing the emphasis of my interests, and to really just be intentional on my actions. So unfortunately, I made the mistake of taking all the wrong subjects at school and got to the end of matric and had to make the big decision of, okay, I'm not going to go into the more medical field of what I wanted to do, and I'm going to take it more into the business route. So that was a big decision, but was made possible by a bunch of small steps, such as, okay, where do I study? How do I study? What am I going to study? So those were my small steps that helped with the big decision.
You see, what I'm hearing is, are you prepared? And this is clearly, Emma, you explain it to us. You're going to, in this case, sometimes you need to sit down, make a decision, or say altyd daar van 'n geweegde besluit, and you're going to alter the steps. Want het help nie, ek hoor een ding en ek besluit, hoor die, sorry, ek, this is wat ek graag wil wees. En nou wil ek net vir ons luisteraar sê, ek sit baie in ons spreekkamer, dat iemand sê, maar ek wil hê my seun moet 'n prokureur word. Ek wil hê sê, my dogter moet 'n dokter word. En nou hoor ek my sê, listen, wait, we need to do the career direct first, and do the career assessments first. Vital. En dan moet jy sekere stappe maak om vir persoon te sê, nou, I think you must rather do this, because based on your personality, your interests and your skills and your values. Emma, I love what you're saying, but I know there's lots of people outside and they want to say, Mario, stop talking. I want to listen to Emma again. So keep on talking.
2-3 weeks ago, you asked three questions, and it was, do you hear his voice, do you believe his word, and do you serve his purpose? When I got to that place of this decision of completely changing the course of what I thought my life should be, I had to really dive into those three questions. And when I took the time to say, do I hear his voice, I had to listen for where he wanted me to be. Where did God want me? Do I believe his word? And God says he has the plan. It's a plan for good. He wants us to do well. I heard a sermon once that said God wants us to win. So, yes, I did believe his word. So I knew if I heard his voice, I believed his word, and then I chose to serve his purpose, that I would enjoy what I was doing. I'd be in the right place at the right time. So I think those three questions are really important when looking at this change. Do you hear his voice? Do you believe his word? And do you serve his purpose?
Ai, nou wil ek sommer sê, en ek weet, julle gaan vir my sê, Mario, maar ek wil sommer sê, amen. Hier sit 'n persoon, 'n nuwe generasie, 'n jong persoon, wat het vir my so prachtig opsom. En ek is mal oor, ek hou daarvan, Emma, that's so important, that we do and ask these questions. It's an ongoing thing. If you want to go in the right direction, vat hy drie vrae verder. En asseblief, ek gaan my inligting julle in die einde weer vir julle gee, hoe ons julle kan help. Want ek is op hierdie stadium, you know, I'm now in this phase of, how can I help, how can I support, how can I train other people? So if you are a youth mentor, for example, you want to have the same knowledge, same experience, same content, kom, maak afspraak, stuur jou detail, stuur jou my nommer, ek gaan my WhatsApp nommer vir jou nie einde gee, dat ons vir julle verder kan help. Emma, I love what you're saying, and you are keep on telling the stuff that I would love to hear, and I know people outside wants to know and want to hear about these type of things. But I know you've got lots of things still to share with us, and I know I don't want to just stop you. Anything else that's on your heart that's burning right now?
I think a final encouragement to the generation coming up, I recently read the Deloitte's 2019 Millennial Study, and something they say is millennials believe their ambitions are within reach. If they believe in that, they're willing to make the change, they're willing to take the step. So my encouragement would be to take that step, act on it, and yeah, be the change.
Yes, die jong generasie wil weet en wil sien, hulle wil uitgesorteer word. So ek wil vir jou baie dankie sê. Asseblief, wat doen ons van ons kantoor af, if there's anybody here, so listen, Marinada, I've listened to him, hey, I need this person to help to assist me with my career direct and my feedback, my son, my daughter. Or alternatively, you saying, listen, can you ask him to come and talk to our, you know, he's in Cape Town, and he must come and talk to our youth, please. Yes, I want to give her those opportunities, and ek wil vir haar sê, ek wil vir julle werklik sê, this persoon wat ek sal aanbeveel, en laat ons mekaar help. This is my baie belangrik. So I want to start, and I want Emmy to think about the final word or two. But so far, we talk in the last two sessions about finding your design, knowing who you are, knowing where you're going, and then specifically for all our young people outside who's listening to me, say, Mario, I don't have a faintest idea about what I'm doing and where I am and where I'm going. I need some help. This is my WhatsApp number, 082-88-29-03. Kom ek herhaal, 082-88-29-03. So, Em, thank you very much for your time, for just your preparation, but just a final word or comment or discussion or things that you want to leave behind for us.
I think I just want to encourage everyone with don't be afraid to look and to seek deeper into who you are and who God has for you to be.
So asseblief, gaan voort, gaan maak 'n verskil. Julle is special, julle is kosbaar. Op hierdie program, gaan maak 'n verskil in die einde, in die dag waar jy is. Asseblief, kom ons vat dit verder. Jy is kosbaar, jy is spesiaal, jy is okay, jy is 'n diamant. Ons moet jou net ontwikkel en jy hierdie potensiaal. So die Here seën vir jou. Ek wil vir jou sê, ek wil groet om te sê, be blessed, go and make a difference. Let the rest of your life be the best part of your life. Die Here seën jou.
Opnames van Maak 'n Verskil is te kry op Potgooi via Tygerberg 104 FM se app, oftewel toepassing.